Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We all are here, ready to rock. Josh is here getting everybody sick.
Oh, I know.
I know,
you
right?
You got me sick.
Disgusting.
What,
we're
you
fine.
Guys had the throat and
so
the nose and everything
hacking
before.
And snotting and blowing the nose.
That was
and...
you guys last week.
He's not wrong, yes, sir. Last week we
I'm
were
not
talking
sick.
About we were talking about how we all had kind of like a little head cold thing though, where it was just like
you're the only two
face,
I've been around.
Yeah, our face felt a little heavy,
yeah.
Our heads and
Nuh-uh.
Stuff. Yeah,
both of you said that.
I'm
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. No,
I feel fine.
Our immune systems are just
half the trash can next to me is filled with Josh's snot.
I know.
Good God.
Here's the thing. I bought a box of tissues like a week and a half ago, and they're already gone at my house. Like, I don't feel sick, but
see?
Man,
you're
am
just
I
running?
Going
well, then it's both of you. Stay
tissues.
Away from me.
Well, I think it's just our crazy weather. I don't think it's that anybody's super sick. Well, maybe Josh is
Josh
a little
is sick.
You actually
guaranteed.
Sound like you're kind of a little under
yeah,
the weather.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Homie, but he had, like... Thank you, genuinely, for coming in, Josh. But no, I'm telling you, it's got to be something with the wind and the crazy warm temperatures. I think everybody's just kind
of. Or it's
of
all
not...
these random chicks he's making
no,
out with.
No, stop it. He's not. Josh has a girlfriend that he likes very much.
Yeah, you
so.
Bet.
Yeah, no, but definitely going through some tissues regardless.
Well, from all your phlegm and snot to your butthole, let's talk about what you bought last night.
Oh, no.
Or what you installed, at least.
Uh-oh.
It was the best purchase I have ever purchased in my entire life. So I had a version of a bidet a long time ago, and I've had it for a while, and it's fine. But it's, like, not the actual, like, I don't know how to explain it, toilet topper. There's many different versions
hose?
Of a bidet. No,
yeah.
It's not just the hose. This is, like... the toilet seat with yeah. all the fixins, okay?
And
this,
on the side,
this has a side panel
yes, and yep. it has
with
all the
buttons
yes.
and it has like every
lights so, and vibrates.
I'm familiar
well,
with this bidet.
It doesn't yeah. vibrate. Actually, I haven't pressed all the buttons. Maybe it does. I'm not sure. But this thing is insane, man. Like, I really don't think I will ever truly go back to using any type of like toilet paper or anything like that because this is way cleaner in
yeah.
every single way. You don't have to. Use your hands or anything like that. It washes. It dries. This
yeah.
thing dries you.
Does it's a tickle? Nice, cool feeling,
does it
too.
Tickle you as well?
Dude, it's the weirdest feeling you'll ever have in your life. And you can change the water pressure. Like, if you're like, oh, that was a different one. Like,
yeah.
you need to
you
use a little
the,
bit more
you can
water.
Bump it up.
The temp.
You can change
the
temperature.
Okay.
It's temperature control.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, no, it's...
And
yeah.
then the drying is the weirdest part. Because, like, my old one did not have that. You'd have to use toilet paper to dry, whatever. But this one... Like, it's like a mini blow dryer for
yes.
your undercarriage. Like,
yes, yeah.
it is the craziest thing ever. And then, I didn't know this, I have different options of, like, where it sprays. So this one has options for women. And you can spray the front or you can
yep.
spray the back.
Yep.
And I didn't know that, so I sprayed the front and it hit something
awesome.
It wasn't supposed to. It was the most insane.
Now you don't need a girlfriend.
He sprayed the
crazy.
Front.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the
funny.
Most crazy feeling I've ever because especially when you don't expect it.
Yes.
The
yes.
craziest, like, feeling that it literally made me audibly go, oh, that's not it. That's
yeah.
not.
And
I was
then
by
he
myself.
Did spend 45 minutes right. in the bathroom.
You
yeah, I had
spend
so
all
many
day in there.
I had so many buttons to press. I
yes.
didn't know. I did. I spent God. A long time. Dude,
yes.
you've got to get one.
You
I, anybody
to.
Else
do
like,
I?
Listening
what
right
do they run?
There. Okay, this one was a little bit pricey. This one was around 300. But you can get one for like $40
it's
too.
Worth it.
Can you put a price on comfort?
And do you know how much
and cleanliness.
A comfortable
and
booty hole?
How much toilet paper costs? You're going to save so much money once you
Thank
start
you.
Racking up how much you're saving on the actual TP.
I mean, does it really dry you?
Oh
like,
my god,
dry,
yeah.
dry?
It dries.
You've got to be ready because I don't think anybody's used to having wind down there. So when you
well,
have
speak
it
for yourself,
when you have it for the first time, it is very alarming. It's like, oh gosh, that.
I guess you've
whoa.
Never mooned anybody outside your window
no, well,
driving down
this
the highway.
Is like an air dryer coming at you. This is different. Yeah. This is not just huh. wind resistant.
You know, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm intrigued.
Come over.
To.
Come over and take a number two. I got you.
Come over. It's... Try. Take it for a test drive.
Dude, it's the coolest thing.
We'll squirt each other.
Yeah.
In so... the front.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to be there for that. You guys
yes,
can do that
you
alone.
Do.
No, I don't.
It's amazing.
Facebook video.
Yeah.
Jeremy Josh. That's a Jeremy Josh thing.
Shout out to all of our early birds this morning who are thinking about Josh's bunghole right now. A lot of people texting in already wanting the link to that bidet, so
oh,
have
I
that ready to fire off. I guess you might as well send it to me and Katie, too.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. That'd be good. I remember during COVID, my mom went out and bought bidets for all of us.
Because toilet paper was
because
scarce.
Because the toilet paper thing. So she called around everywhere. She got the one, though, with the sprayer on it. It was like the one that you pull out of your kitchen sink.
Oh,
yeah, I saw that. I don't. So, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, like, so you got the toilet seat, and then that, like, hooks on the side, and then the cord runs down into the water there. So you, when you're done, you take the sprayer, like the kitchen sink, and you hit yourself with it.
Yeah,
I never hooked it up because I thought this is going to be messy.
It's like a manual bidet.
A lot of splashback.
Yeah.
A lot of splashback.
Yeah, too much splashback on that one. Yeah. So this one has the little thing that comes out and hits you, right? Then back in.
Well, it's just, exactly. Like, you don't have to do anything but press a button.
Okay. Now, does it take power? Is there a power outlet? Or
no, it's not an outlet. I guess it's batteries. It must have come with it because I didn't do there's nothing plugged in at all. So they must have come with, because I didn't even check that. I just hooked it up to my toilet, and then you hook the hose on so it gets the water.
Yeah.
And then you have at it.
But yeah, there's
then
puffs
you give it
air.
Out.
Yeah.
But you actually replace the toilet seat with this thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's
like
a whole toilet seat. Yes.
How it works. Like,
does it light up?
So, yeah, it's got lights on it.
Well, there's lights on it, but it's on the side.
Because I want to feel like I'm on a Disney ride.
It's not like a...
Right?
I want to feel like I'm on Space Mountain for my bunion.
You're not at a rave.
Glow sticks, like...
Yeah, someone to keep the lights off and just turn the lights on the toilet seat on.
Absolutely.
And tear it up.
How you do it.
I'm going to eat a bunch of enchiladas and just spend all day in there.
Never look forward to a number two so much.
I know.
The toilet rave. Where are you going again? I'm going to the rave, babe. Leave me alone.
Duh.
Jeepers.